Welcome to the podcast. In this episode, we will try to understand the rising inflation in the United States of America and how it is spilling over the rest of the world. The US House of Representatives have approved more than $40 billion aid for Ukraine on Tuesday, May 10, 2022. There are a total of 535 members in US Congress, 100 serve in the US Senate, and 435 serve in the US House of Representatives. So out of 435, 368 members approved $40 billion aid to Ukraine. In other words, fund the war and drag it as long as they can. When I say 368 members approved, it also includes Republicans and not just Democrats. However, the majority numbers include the Democrats. I also want you to know what reason the US Congress or the US government gave while approving this huge sum of money. They said, this money will protect democracy, limit Russian aggression, and strengthen our own national security, while most importantly support Ukraine. So all of this is happening in the name of democracy. Have you ever wondered, United States uses democracy, humanity, human rights as a stick and beats the world? If you haven't thought that way, think about it. So anyhow, 368 members approved $40 billion aid to Ukraine. And some Republicans opposed it and they criticized Biden for using so much US taxpayers' money abroad while their own domestic economy is in crisis. Because the fact of the matter is gas prices are high, food prices are high, massive shortage of supplies, inflation is all-time high. In a nutshell, President Biden's failed economic policies continues to create pain and suffering for all Americans. Now the question is, how can both the parties, that is the ruling Democrats and Republicans, agree to send $40 billion to a foreign nation during an inflation crisis? Matlab apna khud ka ghar samalta nahi, chale duniya ko samalne. And if you're someone who thinks that all of this happened overnight, then you are wrong. You have to connect the dots. All these are pre-planned since last year. The US withdrawal from Afghanistan last year was pre-planned because the US government knew that there is going to be another conflict zone in the next 6 months. And what do we see after 6 months? Russia-Ukraine war in February 2022. So it cannot be a coincidence that Russia-Ukraine war started just like that. It was pre-planned by the United States. The US government started giving threat notifications since December that Russia would invade Ukraine. And that Ukrainian President Zelensky is a puppet of the United States. Any sensible leader or president would surrender after seeing enough destruction of his own country. But Zelensky continues to provoke Russia and keeps making small video clippings, makes special appearances in Oscars, United Nations meetings, all during the wartime. And how is he getting so much of power? Obviously, United States is pumping money and weapons from behind. And then I'm sure you must have heard about this term in the United States called baby formula shortage. You will be surprised to know about this term and what it means. So let me explain it to you in the most simplest manner. If you are the parent of a newborn baby, obviously your baby needs certain food items like milk, lactogen, Dexolac, lotions, etc. So baby formula shortage means when retailers and shops run out of these essential baby products because of supply shortage. Now, a big problem in the United States is that the concept of manufactured food designed for feeding babies for infants under 12 months of age has become a common practice. In other words, breastfeeding, which is a natural way of feeding your baby, is not common in the US. There is a huge industry that exists around manufactured baby food. And now what is happening since April, that is last month, retailers and shops across the United States are running out of stock of these baby food. In other words, there is a nationwide shortage of baby food, because of which parents are forced to buy limited stock. And many parents are desperately looking for sufficient nutrition for their infants because not only the supply is low, but the prices have also gone up because of inflation. And then you must have also heard about the abortion debate in America. There is one side of people who support abortion, and then there is the other side who are pro-life and they are against abortion. The Supreme Court of America has overruled the right to abortion earlier this month. That means in the coming months, every state in the United States will get to decide whether it is legal or illegal for a woman in the United States to do abortion if they are over 24 weeks pregnant, that is 6 months. And you will notice mostly southern states in the United States are in favor of pro-life. But then modern American and a lot in the northern American sees this option against human rights. That is why there is a movement called pro-choice and they are currently protesting against the United States Supreme Court. See, the whole reason behind this kind of discussion and debate that is happening in the United States is because people are not responsible while having sex. Divorce and unplanned pregnancy is so high. If you carefully look at this whole situation, you will realize that the core problem is with respect to individualism. It's all about me, me, me. There is very little sense of responsibility and inclusive thinking. Unfortunately, this kind of individualism is also slowly rising in India. Although the Indian culture has always been around family and individualism is performed at a spiritual level. But in the Western country, individualism is performed at materialistic level and spirituality is a very new concept for them. So anyhow, if you look at this problem and connect the dots, you will realize that everything will make sense. The US Democrats' economic policies continues to create pain and suffering for all Americans. And one more thing today, the fuel prices around the world is high. That is also because of the United States government's policies. I've already covered this point in one of my video, I'll repeat it again. So if you can recollect last year when Joe Biden became the president, he announced the American Democratic Party's energy doctrine. Basically, it's the US Democratic Party's agenda of pleasing environmentalist voters and part of their reducing greenhouse gas emission plan. But then look at the hypocrisy of United States. Biden announced the new energy doctrine in the beginning of 2021. And by the end of 2021, that is in December, his administration approved more oil and gas drilling permits on US public land. So basically, Biden is pleasing the environmentalist and at the same time, he is also aware of the reality that fossil fuel is a necessity for running the economy. On one hand, he is appeasing the environmentalist and tackling the climate change agenda by shutting the Keystone XL pipeline project from Canada. And on the other hand, he is also giving drilling permits on public land. So you see what's going on? Basically, Joe Biden and his Democratic Party have a climate agenda. Let me tell you something about climate change. The question is not whether climate is changing. Climate and weather systems are beyond human control. They are Mother Nature's gift. They operate independently and they do change with time. Why do you think this whole creation is still beyond human comprehension? Because it is constantly changing. So don't be surprised about climate change. Climate is something which is supposed to change. But then in the political context, climate change agenda is a theory that says greenhouse gas levels, mostly carbon dioxide and methane, are rising in the atmosphere, which is further trapping heat in Earth's climate system. And the whole idea of climate change revolves around the fact that we as humans need to stop burning fossil fuels. Basically, this whole theory has been popularized to get rid of the fossil fuel industry. And through Paris Climate Agreement Treaty, United States passes on this theory to other democratic countries. Even European countries are on the similar path. Now here is the problem. I want you to think about it. Let's say there is an XYZ country. This country has huge piles of coal and natural gas reserve. But then because of the US energy policy, this XYZ country will not be able to access its own energy reserve, which can potentially make its economy grow. But now they cannot do that. Otherwise, the Western countries are going to put sanctions. Just think about it. How are you going to create electricity? Do you think solar power would be sustainable during night time? Do you think wind turbines will move if at all there is no wind? Do you think hydroelectricity can be sustainable all throughout the year? So how are you going to create electricity? So basically, the Western countries, in the name of environment, climate change, has created an idea wherein they can force other countries in the world to not use fossil fuel and become energy dependent on the Western countries. Because any kind of development needs energy. Now to stop someone from using that energy, you have to create a fear. And that fear is death due to climate change. And plus, if you look at all these developed countries, how did they become developed? Obviously, they have overused the fossil fuel industry and gained everything from industrial revolution. So they have used up everything and they have created this whole pollution. And they are the ones who have done the scientific research and came up with this climate change theory. Look at Europe. It is majorly dependent on Russia for its gas supply. And America wanted to neutralize Russian leverage on Europe. And now after the Russia-Ukraine war, all the Western countries have collectively put sanctions on Russian oil and gas industry. And that created a huge problem in global supply of oil. It is because of United States' environmental policy, prices of fuel and crude oil have increased in this entire world. United States officially banned the import of Russian oil around the beginning of March. And that is when slowly the prices of crude oil started increasing. And then if you remember, United States even told Saudi Arabia and UAE to increase their oil production capacity. Because Joe Biden realized that his own domestic market is getting affected because of rising fuel prices. Saudi Arabia and UAE declined Joe Biden's call. The West should have secured an alternative before sanctioning Russia. So if you connect all these dots, you will realize that nothing is coincidence. Withdrawal of United States from Afghanistan was planned. starting another conflict zone in Ukraine was planned, and if you see, United States created a huge dent in the Russian economy without firing a single bullet. And the Ukrainian President Zelensky turned out to be an American stooge, who literally destroyed his own country in the name of democracy. And now when the fuel prices are high because of that, America's domestic economy is falling. Inflation is all-time high, food prices are high, parents are not able to provide sufficient nutrition to their child. When so much is happening, United States government has decided to give $40 billion aid to Ukraine, again in the name of humanity and democracy. I mean, your own people in your country are dying, they are not able to afford food, and you are giving away so much of money to some foreign country in the name of humanitarian and military aid. See, personally, I'm not surprised, because one thing that you have to understand about United States is that America loves war. The American government makes trillions of dollars from war by supplying weapons. The American Military Industrial Congressional Complex, MICC, is the ultimate body that benefits from Russia-Ukraine war. Because the longer this war continues, the tension will keep increasing, and that is precisely needed to increase United States defense spending. The Pentagon has been developing new weapon programs. That means the whole script is in place. That is why the US government is giving $40 billion, and last month or so they gave $20 billion, and then much before that they gave $800 million. So think about it, why is United States constantly pumping so much of money in Ukraine? Because this way they will be able to increase their own military budget, and of course that money will again come from the US citizens, and the reason the US government will give to their US citizens is that inflation is transitory. In other words, it is natural to have inflation when the economy is trying to become normal after pandemic. And somewhere the United States also thinks that this is a good way, this is an easy way of defeating Russia and its economy. Because like it or not, because of Ukraine, I mean Ukraine is totally destroyed. So because of Ukraine, the Russian economy has also been affected. So it's a fact. So America knows this and America is loving it. That's why it's dragging this war. And on the other hand, don't think that Russia did not expect all of this. Russia also knows all of its move. So I'll make a separate podcast on that as well, but right now, this is about US and its economy. And now if you look at these baby formula companies who make most of these infant foods in United States, they are putting this whole blame on shortage of supply. Then the question is, why is there a shortage of supply? What do these companies have to do with Russia-Ukraine war? That is because these baby producing companies have monopoly in United States. I believe there are only 4 major companies in the whole United States who produce baby food. And they have collectively sensed opportunity to increase the price. So in economics, the best way to increase the prices is to cut the supply, so that demand rises. When demand rises, prices automatically rise. And believe me, this will also become a reason for people in United States to believe that post 24 weeks abortion should be legal. Because now, if you can't afford to feed an infant, then you should have the right to kill one. So this is how one problem leads to another. Even fuel prices are high. As you know, fuel is an essential commodity because it is required for everything from transportation to running machines and everything. So again, because of US Democratic energy policy, the fuel prices inside United States as well as across the globe has increased. Over a period of time, even the oil industry is going to set a particular rate on fuel, and the reason they will give is inflation is transitory. As of now, the US economy doesn't look good. The same thing is also reflected in global stock market. Even the Indian currency has depreciated against American dollar in the past few months. But then you will see that the Indian currency has appreciated against the euro, yen and British pound. In the next episode of this podcast, I'll speak about the Indian economy and Indian rupee. I hope you found this podcast informative. Thank you for listening.